Another Australian has been implicated in a plot to carry out a deadly attack on police officers at this year's Anzac Day parade in Melbourne. A court in Manchester, England, has heard how a known Islamic State recruiter, originally from Melbourne, introduced a British teenager to another Melbourne man who was planning to carry out the suicide mission. The British boy has pleaded guilty to inciting terrorism overseas and will be sentenced later. Europe correspondent Barbara Miller was in court for sentencing submissions.
My beloved brothers in Islam in Australia, now is the time to wake up.
Abu Khaled Al-Kambodi, in a video released by the Islamic State group. Al-Kambodi was formerly known as Neil Prakash before he headed for Syria to join the jihadist cause. A British court has now heard that it was Al-Kambodi who linked an already radicalised British teenager with Sevdet Besim, an 18-year-old from Melbourne, allegedly intent on committing jihad. The British boy, who was just 14 at the time, came into contact with Al-Kambodi on social media, of which he'd become a prolific user, gathering thousands of Twitter followers within weeks in what was described as the jihadi Twitter community. When the man alleged by British prosecutors to be Sevdet Besim, who's now facing terrorism charges in Australia, contacted the British boy, he began by saying, "I'm the brother from Australia." There followed an intense 9 days of communications between the Melbourne 18-year-old and the British 14-year-old, who the prosecution said committed his crimes from the bedroom of a suburban home in northern England. The pair exchanged thousands of encrypted messages via a smartphone app, plotting to carry out an attack in Australia. On the 18th of March, communications between the pair recovered from the teenager's phone show them honing in on Anzac Day. "Sounds good," writes the teenager when the Melbourne man suggests it. He responds, "Make the dogs remember this, as well as their fallen heroes." The prosecution alleges it was the younger boy who was the planner, the driving force behind the plot, coaching the Melbourne man in what weapons to acquire, the strength he'd need to carry out a beheading, and encouraging him to make a suicide video. The prosecution says the British boy was thoroughly and dangerously radicalised by the age of 14. In late March, British police decided to arrest him over his threats to behead teachers. The defence says since the boy was placed in youth custody, he's made significant changes and has shown remorse by his guilty plea. The defence argues it was the Australian and not the British teenager who was driving the plot. The judge now faces the difficult decision of how to sentence a boy being tried in an adult court for a terrorism offence of such severity. There is no precedent for such a case. This is Barbara Miller at Manchester Crown Court reporting for AM.